Be careful what you say. You know, I think about that movie, Bambi, I think it was. If you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all. Isn't that what Mom said to Thumper? Something like that. Can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all. Last week, we had just an outpouring of people calling about the positivity of words that were spoken in their lives and the impact it made. So I said, let's redo it again today. We've got the line open for you to call on our storyline. 888-888-1717. We've got a bunch of recorded calls of people I've talked to. We're going to get to those and my comments as well as we talk about the power of words. A lot of famous words over time, like the Gettysburg Address, MLK, I Have a Dream, FDR, and we have nothing to fear but fear itself. But I want to bring it more right to your home. Since death and life is in the power of the tongue, let me ask you, who's given you some life in terms of the words that they have spoken and the difference it has made? I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living, and we've got a whole bunch of encouragement in the next 28 minutes.
Yes, my name is Amos. I was verbally abused by my dad most of the time. He used to call me an idiot, stupid, and other words, and I believed that for years. And I submerged myself into drug addiction for a long time. And it wasn't until I came to the knowledge of Christ that I learned that I had a value as a human being. So parents, be careful with your words, what you tell your kids, because they will believe what you are saying, okay? God bless. Bye.
Yeah, listen, Thomas, you're right on, man. The Bible says don't hang around with angry people, but you can plug in there anything. Don't hang around with people who are going to drag you down, because the Bible says you become like them. And not only anger, it can be other things as well. Thomas, you overcame it, and you got to the right source, and that's through Christ and his word. Okay, let's get to the calls here. Allison is first in Michigan. Hi there. How are you?
Hey, doing mighty fine. How are you doing, sir?
Terrific, thank you. Tell me about words. Who spoke them and what difference they made?
So, these words have stuck with me since I was about 8 years old. I'm 25 now. They were spoken by my grandfather, Jack. We were in his truck. He had a little Ford Ranger, a bright red one, and we were riding down the road, and he was frustrated over something. And I kind of kept looking over, and I'm like, what's he frustrated about? Was it Grandpa? Am I talking too much? Because I was talking about the cows outside and the music we were going to be going to listen to. And he seemed preoccupied. He's like, oh, no. He was lost in thought. The place we were at, we were coming from, there's somebody who liked to gossip. And he was frustrated with them gossiping. He explained, no, there's somebody that I'm frustrated with. And he mentioned their name. And he didn't go on about it. And I said, oh, well, they talk a lot. And he's like, yes, but... No, we don't gossip. He explained what that was. And he said, it's okay, darling. Keep asking questions. Just keep on asking questions. And to this day, that's my life motto. Don't stop asking questions. My parents, because I liked to talk so much, they would get irritated with me. And I kind of just figured, maybe I shouldn't speak so much. Yeah. Or like it was an issue, but... Oh, I thank God for my grandpa, and I looked up to him. He's amazing. He's in heaven now, and he's with the Lord, but thank you, Jesus, for my grandpa.
Hey, that's fantastic. And Allison, that's a great lesson to learn, the power of questions. You know, I learned some time ago that the questions we ask make a difference. I mean, the amount of time that we spend... And formulating our questions, we should spend as much time doing that as formulating our response.
True fact.
You know, I think about in Scripture, Nehemiah asked a question. He said, what's going on back home? He could have asked any other question. How was the road today? And he was talking to his friends who were coming from Jerusalem that was in a mess. He could have said, hey, how'd the sports team, how'd Jerusalem football team doing? Or he could have asked him, how was the weather? Or where did you stop along the way? Or no, he wanted to know what was going on with his people. And when they told him they were in disgrace and the walls had been burned, it broke his heart. 4 months in prayer and fasting. And eventually, we know the story. Nehemiah went back and took the leadership of rebuilding the walls. And that began with the power of one question. So the questions we ask make a difference. Honey, how can I be a better husband?
Wow.
Don't ask that unless you want an answer. How are we doing with our communication? What one thing could we do together in the family over over this holiday season coming up, this Christmas and New Year's, that would make the single biggest difference in our community, in our life, in our family, or in our community? Where would we like to be in a year from now? What have we learned over 2025, or getting closer to the end of this year? What's one thing that we've learned, and what's one thing we regret? One thing that we benefited from? One thing we want different moving into a new year? The power of our questions. Great reminder, Allison. Thank you for doing that. By the way, coming up right after Thanksgiving, Family Life, I should say Intentional Living, we're going to have a Christmas special all during the month of December on many of our stations, all of our Family Life stations. And it'll be a first for me. We're going to be doing some really unique things. But one of the things we're going to be talking about are Christmas memories, childhood Christmas memories, and also talking about words. What's one word for 2026? We're going to hear some great stories. It's going to be just a really fun time. Intentional Living Christmas special. And I hope you'll be well. I'm looking forward to it. We don't have it all put together yet. I got to get this done. So anyway, I'm working on it. And along with Stephen and Jennifer and the rest of the team, we'll have that coming up for you in right after Thanksgiving, which, by the way, is real soon, isn't it? The turkeys, I see them running already. All right. Let me continue on. I think we're going to Julie next in Michigan. Hi, Julie. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Randy. I'm doing good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Appreciate your call. What's some words that made a difference in your life?
Well, I was young and in a very abusive marriage, and my daughter and I were abused by him.
Mm-hmm.
And I shared with a coworker, Christian coworker, what I had been going through years later, but I had told him that he said I needed to forgive my ex-husband. And I said, oh, no, I will never forgive him. He doesn't deserve it after what he's done. And not for the abuse I went through, but for the abuse that he put my daughter through. And it took a year. I had started going back to church after the marriage ended, and that's why I ended up sharing with my coworker, because I knew he was a Christian. And he told me, not for my ex-husband's sake did I need to forgive him. I didn't even have to tell him I forgave him. But for my relationship with God, I needed to forgive my ex-husband.
Yeah, listen, there are two things I want to say. One is the Bible says very clearly we're to forgive one another just as Christ Jesus has forgiven us. And frankly, none of us are worthy of forgiveness. I mean, let's base it in life. Secondly, when you talk about abuse, it's very important to understand, and I'm sure you do, the difference between accountability and responsibility for behavior and us choosing to say, I'm not going to allow that to dictate my life. I'm not going to allow that person's behavior or attitude or whatever to dictate my happiness or my peace in my life, which is totally different than a consequence for someone's behavior, right? And I think that's really important, especially for those of us who are Christians, to understand that line, because sometimes that can get easily blurred. And boy, I've talked to people over the years that blur that, thinking that forgiveness means tolerance of behavior, which is not acceptable. And of course, that's not God's intention at all. It just isn't. Okay. Have we taken a break yet? I don't think we've taken. Let's do that. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back. We got more stories to share. Thank you. For your call. We appreciate it. Julie in Michigan, I'm glad you're listening today.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
Why do so many people, why do so many of us live in this valley of indecision in our life instead of saying yes or no to the issues of life? Anything from the small things of what I'm going to eat next to the big decisions of who am I going to marry? And I thought of five things. First of all, the fear to be wrong. Many people just fear being wrong. I don't want to be wrong. And so people who are indecisive are often people who just fear being wrong. If I'm wrong, I can't deal with making the wrong choice. Listen, that's an excerpt from the lesson that we're featuring right now up on our website. And it's for those of you who are members of the ministry, which means you're supporting the ministry. Thank you for being a part of it. We've created a special site for you. We want you to enjoy these and share them with others around the country, with your family, those that may be encouraged, your pastor, whoever. And thank you for supporting. So members, two things. One is, if you're not part of the regular membership, part of our monthly support family, come and join us. Whatever it is, we don't set any amount. We just want you to be a part of it. $1 a day is kind of a typical target, $30 a month. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com. Click on donate. And when you do, you should be getting an access to a little code that'll help you get to those teachings. And if you're already a member and you're saying, well, I don't have that code, please let us know, because with technology, you know, sometimes things don't get through as they should, and we want to make sure that you have access to that. So anyway, go to theintentionallife.com or call 888-888-1717. All right, I think we're going to Bob next in Michigan. Bob, who spoke into your life?
When I was young and I was working at a place, a older person said to me, how many hours are in a month? Well, I'm not sure. He said to me, how many hours are in a week? Well, I don't know. He said, how many hours are in a day? And of course I knew. And he said to me, you know what? It only takes 1 hour to go to church. I've been going ever since.
That made a difference, just that statement to you.
It sure did.
And who was this person?
I have no idea. I was a young kid.
One
of my first jobs.
So you're working, and this guy walks in and challenges you to spend an hour a week in church.
I worked with him.
Oh, you worked with him.
I worked with him, yeah.
And you've been going to church ever since.
Absolutely, and helping everybody, because now I know about the Bible, and everywhere I go, I talk to everyone about the Bible.
Interesting. So why don't you go take the hour and go to church? That's a word of encouragement to you. All right, thank you. Let me go to Connie in Wisconsin. Connie, how are you today? Hello, Connie.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I'm actually in Michigan, but that's okay. We're right next door to each other.
Well, yeah, well, you do have that. You do have that Lake Michigan in between you, but...
That's right.
All right. Well,
I just crossed and on a ferry, so that's fun. Yeah.
All right. The words, and who'd they come from?
Well, you know, my grandmother was very, very important to me. She was the only grandparent left, you know, when we were being raised. And she, being Catholic, you know, she didn't say a lot of words and things in respect to this religion, but she did say that, you know, God made you, God loves you, He's always with you, that kind of thing. But she'd say, you just be still. If we were anxious, or she could tell that something was going on. And later in life, I found the verse, you know,
yeah.
Be still and know that I'm God. And right. And it just resonated, because I was just like, yes, I wish she had said it in that manner. But you know what? At a point, all through life, from 3 years old on up, and now as an adult, I use that. And, you know, my mom also said, and this is something that when you visit your mom or you live there and you just don't want to do something, or you're going back to work on a lunch hour, and as I walked out the door, she'd make sure, she'd say, make someone smile today. And that can mean a lot of things. And it's your words.
That's right.
A lot of times. And working in a pharmacy, it's hard to, you know, sometimes make the people smile, but I happened to do it, and I'd have her words in my brain. I'd be like, you did it.
That's right.
You did it. Good job.
And listen, and you know what? One of the things that helps us in terms of, especially in a service type of business that you're in, or profession, where you're dealing with people sometimes, a little grumpy, a little demanding, not happy, prescriptions not on time, whatever. It's the getting the thought ahead of time. In other words, being prepared. When this kind of a situation occurs, here's how I choose to respond. Where we get into trouble is when we have to think on our feet sometimes. Because what happens is we don't think. We just go with our emotional response. But if we can plan ahead saying, hey, I know I'm going to have some difficult people today. I'm going to run into some people who are just, not typical people, you know, in terms of their interaction. But I'm prepared to know how to respond as a Christian, as a follower of Christ. And be still and know that I am God is a powerful verse from Scripture. Thank you, Connie. Glad you called. Appreciate you doing that. Let me go to Sandy, who is in Michigan. Hi, Sandy. How are you?
Hello, Randy. Thank you for listening to my story.
Let's go. Let me hear it.
Okay. I had a father who was verbally abusive, sometimes physical, and my mother was an alcoholic. When I was 14, my brother committed suicide. Mm. 6 months later, my mother committed suicide. Oh. So I was lost. I was scrambling. This is back in 1976, so not a lot of help. And I asked God at night just to help me fall asleep. We weren't church goers or anything like that, but that's all I asked God for, was just help me fall asleep. Well, later, not too much later, my mother came to me in a dream, and she basically said she was gravely sorry. She was so sorry, but she hurt too much, and that she wanted me to grow up, be happy, and make something of myself.
Mm.
And those words kept me going all those years. God also put multiple people in my life that helped me through. I'm still friends with these people 35 years later. And now I'm 63, and I've taken Jesus into my heart just recently and started studying the Bible.
Amen.
Because I've had so many things happen in my life that are unexplainable, and He's there. God is there, even when you don't know it and you can't believe it. But I believe now.
Amen. So how long ago was it you gave your life to Christ, Sandy?
About a year ago.
Are you involved in a church?
9 months a year. I'm Methodist church.
All right. So you're involved in the church, though. I mean, because that's important for you in your growth, to get plugged in, be with a group of people. Do you have a Bible? Are you reading Scripture?
Yes, I am. I'm doing a little Bible thing online where it tells me to read. I'm reading the New Testament and the Old Testament, like a couple chapters each day.
Fantastic. All right. What part of Michigan are you calling from? Which station, which one of our stations are you listening to?
I think it's, I don't remember off the top of my head. It's in Saginaw area.
All right. Probably the Midland, Michigan station. 99.7. I have all these numbers in my head. You don't have to have them in your head.
Okay.
I have them in my head.
You're good. You're good.
Sandy, listen, has the station been a help to you and encouragement?
Yes, absolutely. And I've even got my husband listening to it now a little bit.
That's good. Well, a little bit helps. You know, it gets started. I'll tell you, for me, I when I turn on anything else, and I know it sounds self-serving, but the reality is it's true for me. When I turn on the news and I hear what's going on in the world, you only take about so much of that. And it's just overwhelming. It goes around and around and around and around. We need to pray for the needs in our country. We need to be active as believers in doing the right thing. But I'll tell you what, we got to fill our hearts and our minds with things that are going to be uplifting. And for you, Sandy, and others who may not know, our mission, I mean, we're very clear. We don't just do radio or just do podcasts. We have a very clear, strong, powerful mission that we believe God's given us. It's to affirm your faith. Your faith matters. We are with you. God is with you. Two, to offer you hope not our hope, but hope in Jesus Christ. Do you know him personally? There's where the hope begins. And number three, and this is part of what I do and my passion, is to help equip to actually take the hope we have in Christ and experience that hope by living intentionally in him. And that's why we do what we do. That's why this mission exists. And that's what's behind all of the things that you hear. And we've got a fantastic team. They work so hard throughout the day and throughout the year, putting together the programming, the music, our program here at Intentional Living. Jennifer, who's on the other side of the glass, double glass there in her little quiet space, helps along with Stephen, who produces the show. And we got team upstairs who does marketing and development and all the interactions and ministry and on the phone. Because we got one thing, and we want to love you guys to understand that there's power in knowing Jesus Christ and then truly living intentionally. I'm telling you today, whoever is most intentional in your life, if it's your influencer online, right, or if it's something else that you choose to allow to be most powerful in your life, whoever's most intentional is going to win. And we want you to understand that your relationship with Jesus Christ should be the most powerful thing, and that's why we do what we do.
I was just listening, and a guy named Tom called in, and he's a new Christian, and he said so many things that I feel. I've been a Christian since I was a child, but it's been very different in the last little while, and it's so different. I'm so different, and it's so hard, but it's so good. And I'm just really grateful that we've got this radio station making. And I'm trying very hard to live an intentional life. And I just thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you.
And listen, I hope in those tears there's some hope, because there is in Jesus Christ. And today, as you're hearing some of these words, change the words we tell ourselves. Read scripture. Get deeply into his word. Allow it to speak to your heart. I'm Dr. Randy. This is Intentional Living, the power of words today.
I think that part of our communication when we do have issues is that our intentions aren't always matched with the words that come out. My husband may be intending to show his love, but it may come out as preaching. You know, he may be trying to give me an example of something that he's done to resolve an issue that we're having on a personal note, but it comes out as talking at me instead of with me. Sometimes I just need him to listen, or I need him to reciprocate in the conversation. So sometimes it's just a matter of learning what his way of speaking to me is. We've just recently had one of those conversations where, you know, it's kind of tell me what you need from me and I'll tell you what I need and then give that to me. But it really works out well when we understand where we come from and our differences, because he's a much different personality type than I am.
Yeah, boy. That hits home. In fact, we had a discussion, that same discussion this morning. One of the things I get in trouble with, and this is going to sound really weird, I suppose, but in my marriage to Donna over 50 years now, she says, you're too helpful. Because I like to jump in, and when she's got something, and either give some advice or jump in and give an offer of help. And my intention is good. I'm just thinking, hey, I want to be a help. And her expectation is, I'm very capable of this. Thank you very much. You with me on this, Jennifer? So hang on. As long as you can talk about it, I think that's a big part of it. We're talking about the power of words today. And I just want to say this. A little bit ago, you heard that testimony. Every day here at Intentional Living, we're seeing people come to Christ, lives be changed. And as a result, you're making it possible for people to know the Lord Jesus, to hear the word, what that means. And I thank you for it. Thank you for being a part of it. And when you join us in support, you're making a difference. Very easy to do that. Just give us a call during the West Coast business hours when our staff are here at 888-888-1717. Press number 2. Or you can go to theintentionallife.com. Fair enough? All right. I think we have a question. We're going to go to Dot in Michigan, I think you have a question for me. What is it? Go right ahead.
Well, you were referring to good words and bad words and how they influenced us, but what about the people that kind of fall between the cracks? They didn't have good words or bad words. Nobody discouraged or encouraged, but there was this different behavior. There was an attitude, you know, something that came before the words. Do you have any perspective on that?
So in other words, a behavior that would give an indication of negativity, but it wasn't supported with anything that was said, or was it a positive behavior?
Well, either, right. What I'm saying is the words were never spoken, whether positive or negative, and then that way, there just wasn't any guidance.
Yeah, so what you're saying is you weren't really guided in life. It was just eat, sleep, and go to school?
Well, no, not me personally. I had a negative situation, but when God stepped into my life, Jesus made me new, and I started searching for ways to write little notes on the mirror and say, I'm capable, I'm beautiful, you know, any of that stuff. He's given me a different take on it, but it's made my heart tender towards other people that do hear negative or are so positive that they're heightened to negative, you know, just... So what about the things that aren't spoken, the people that fall in the cracks?
Yeah, well, I think I understand, Dot, what you're asking. I was a little bit confused, and I think that's really the point when we communicate with people, the clarity. And there's strength when we choose to just articulate exactly how we're feeling and what God is teaching and not beat around the bush. I'm thinking of a passage in 1 Corinthians. There was some confusion in the church about people speaking in tongues, other languages, or there's some confusion in the communication. And Paul says something pretty interesting in verse 9. He says, unless you utter by the tongue words easy to understand, how will it be known what is spoken? For you will be speaking into the air. And I think sometimes a lack of clarity in our communication is a problem. And so I would encourage, maybe this is helpful, but speak clearly what God's got on your heart. Encourage people, but do it in a clear way. All right, I think that's it. We got to wrap up the show. Thanks for being a part of it today. I'm Dr. Randy, along with Stephen and Jennifer and our team and a host of others, friends and supporters who make it all possible. God bless you. And for my wife, Donna, and our team here and our leadership, God bless you. And we'll see you next time. We'll be right here from our Intentional Living Center and Intentional Life Media, bringing you hope and help on living intentionally in Christ. We'll see you then.